Hello? Is someone in there? Can you help me? I'm sorry for bothering you. I just got lost and I'm soaking wet.
Thank God. Oh, the storm really came out of nowhere. It's the first time I go hiking in a long time, and this happens. Can I come in? Thanks. Did I wake you up? Sorry. You just sound really groggy. I promise I'll be out of your hair by the time the storm passes. I brought an extra sleeping bag. I just need to get out of these clothes. Hey. Are you still up? Yeah, I can't sleep. I'm still kind of cold. Do you think we could share one? A sleeping bag? I'm sure you're freezing too. I should be small enough that we can make it work. Thanks. Oh, are you naked in here? Oh, no, it's fine. I'll just be behind you. I'm the one who barged in here either way. This is your tent, and I'm just a visitor. You are so warm. I can't thank you enough for this. I really thought I was fucked once the rain started soaking through me. Maybe I could have even died out there. Hypothermia is a bitch, you know? So, if there's anything you want, just tell me. You kind of saved my life there. Like your ears, huh? Well, I guess that's more than a fair trade to me, and I hope you don't mind if I do a little extra for myself. I can't help myself. You're just so toasty and your body's so thick. Not too hard. Not too soft. And if I'm touching myself, that's just gonna heat up my body even more, right? Perfect logic. It just helps that you feel fantastic against me. I'm really not used to being the big spoon. You should do it too. Touch yourself, silly. Just to warm up, obviously. Don't be shy. There's nobody here but us, and I think I've already proven how much I trust you. It's been a while since you've been with a girl, huh? I can tell. You seemed so flustered when I started undressing. You looked away faster than light. Here. Want a little encouragement? Maybe a little lube will help. My pussy's drilling so much, I think it'd be a waste to let it all soak into the sleeping bag. You'll put it to good use.
Go ahead. We're already butt naked, sleeping together in a tent. There's not much we could do to be closer, except
might be fucking each other, but I think we're already soaking wet enough. There we go. See? Not that hard.
You deserve to feel good, too.
I gotta admit, I was kind of scared when I walked up to your tent. You hear all those stories about psychos in the woods who hurt people. When you didn't answer me at first, I really thought I was a goner. But it was either dying out in the forest or taking my chances. And I think I hit the jackpot. You don't have to go so fast, you know. I'm not going anywhere. Besides, if you come before me, you're just gonna be sitting here listening to my little moans in your ear. That's not very fun, is it? Good. Just match my pace. It'll feel even better if you twist your wrist a little. Just like that. Imagine my pussy sliding up and down on you. Nice and warm. Gripping you tight. Sorry, did I take you by surprise? This is just so intimate. I couldn't help but kiss you at least a little. It shouldn't be a surprise to you, but I'm single, and I'll admit, I'm a little touch-starved. Can't blame me for being an introvert these days, though. It's hard to find people that really care about you. Like a guy who's willing to open up his tent for a complete stranger. I think that says a lot about you. And us touching ourselves, that's just a bonus. I feel so much warmer already. I want to push this further. Being this close, my fingers playing with my pussy, your hands around your cock. We should really just finish the job, huh? I want to roll on top of you and ride you until your brain doesn't work anymore. I'm already licking all your thoughts out from your ears. I want to feel that thick cock. We could complete each other, warm each other up until we can't stand it anymore. We could fuck like animals in here, surrounded by nature and the rain. Desperate, hot sex. But we don't know each other that well, do we? Besides, I kinda doubt you brought condoms to the middle of the forest. Unless you really are that freaky. I think we can just settle for this. I'm already getting so close just thinking about fucking you. If you put your cock in me, then I'd probably come in a few seconds. It must be. You want what I want to, huh? But I bet it's even harder for you to hold back.
I am a small girl after all. You could just roll over, pin me down, and come inside of me until there's nothing left. You could eat me alive. That sounds kinda nice too. You love that idea, huh? Hold back for now though.
Oh, I'm barely fucking holding on right now. Are you gonna come for me?
You wanna cover your hands with all that jizz? Aching to be deep in my pussy?
Come on. Do it for me. Come for me. I wanna do it with you. Come with me. Yes. Fuck. Sorry. About your sleeping bag. It's gonna smell like cum for a while, I bet. But this is so worth it. Like I said, it's been a long time since I got to be intimate with someone. I wasn't lying about how much I wanted to fuck you either. When we get back to our cars, let's exchange numbers.
Do you live nearby?
Okay, same here. All we need is a pack of condoms, and then we'll really take out our fantasies out on each other.
Turn around and look at me, handsome.
We still got a lot of storm left to wait out, and I've been dying to know what your lips feel like.